Blog Talk Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Entertainment Radio.
Why so serious?
Yeah, you
I do the things that a man should do, spending quality time, going to the movies, holding hands in the park, to win, to dark, holding you around town, with the rag top down, down, the wind is in your hair, all the ladies stop and stare, wishing they were you, telling me what to do, there's nothing I wouldn't do for you.
Taking me for granted. Girl, just keep dancing. Mm-hmm. Situation got to get
where you were and who you done and who you with. Girl, I'm so confused, cause I'm in love with you. There's nothing I wouldn't do. Look at here, now look what's going on. Can't you see that it's more wrong? We don't even make love anymore. I'm out the door, can't take no more. Ain't going out like that no more. Like that no more. Girl, you lied and said you were in it, in it to win it. Then you started tripping.
Just let go. Harder and harder, wishing for my big break to come.
today or tomorrow. Even though I'm smiling, the sun's not shining. Inside my soul, my heart is crying out. Ooh, yeah. I keep on running. Cause she's not here anymore. And when he got the news, oh, he just hit Laura in search for an answer to his prayer, praying that someday when he got out, she'll be there. But now, oh, my head up high, head up high. Yes, it will. But until that day, let's stress and know it's rain. God will make a way. Hey, yeah, yeah. To everyone that's going through something, hold your head up high.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Catrice, and you're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. Today is October 18th of 2012, and yes, I am on the air. We are going to have a good show tonight. You know how I do those first 30 minutes. I have to play the hits. That's right, support your local come up, our unsigned, underground, independent artists out there, Lawless Radio. All right, tonight I am getting raw with it. I am feeling good. I got my little drink in my hand. That's right. Yes, I have my little drink. So make sure those children are in the bed, please. This is adult conversation that we're going to have this evening, so I need to make sure that this is an 18 and older party. is so, so important. All right, now, if you're shy, if you're scared, if you want to learn, this is what you need to do. You need to listen to tonight's show. I am ready to give you some education. All right, we're going to talk about the female orgasm. October is National Female Orgasm Month, and I am going to just lay it right on out. I'm going to educate y'all. Y'all hit me up in the chat room, lawlessradio.com. If you don't want to get on the air and talk physically, you can go to lawlessradio.com. Make sure you hit that click. Yeah, we're going to talk about the click. We're going to hit that click to chat button, and you're going to chat with me right here on the air. You see me out there. I am Linnea Buckhalter, a.k.a. Catrice, a.k.a. Dr. Passion. That's me. That's me. All right, right here, Lawless Radio, y'all. I'm going to be back in about, let's see, 4 minutes. All right, y'all, hold tight. This is I'm Alive by King B. Good evening. This is Katrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. Today is October 18th, 2012. And you know what? I'm in rare form today. I think I needed to just kind of shake some things up. And, you know, I haven't been myself lately, and I haven't, like, you know, given you the raw information of the raw deal. And I think that you've just been missing me. So today, you got all of me. And I'm going to give you all of me, and I'm going to educate. Now, it's up to you if you want to listen, but I'm telling you, this is good quality information I am going to provide you tonight. So it is going to be recorded. I am going to repost it. You can share your comments right here on lawlessradio.com. I'm out here. You don't have to talk. If you don't want to talk on the air, you go to lawlessradio.com. Okay? I keep saying clit. Okay, I'm talking about the clit. Okay, we're going to click to chat. Okay, click to chat. And you're going to go ahead and get in that chat room with me, and you can chat with me. If you are a friend of mine on Facebook, you can Facebook me and send me all the information that you want. You can ask me any questions that you want, okay, basically. Because you know what? I am a sex therapist. This is what I do for a living. I talk about sex. I keep people happy. I explain to men how to keep it up. I explain to women how to keep playing with it. All right, so today, for October, the middle of October, this is best for National Orgasm Month. It is National Orgasm Month because, you know what, I believe that every woman should have an orgasm. I mean, you know, fellas, I mean, you know, yeah, you know, y'all get an orgasm and y'all can get a nut, you know, fairly easily. But as women, it takes time. It takes skill. It requires you know, good feeling so we can feel it. So I want y'all to feel me tonight, okay? All right, here is my disclaimer. This is my disclaimer. It is after 9:30, which means that your children should be in the bed. Now, if you got little Ray Ray running around, still sucking on his pacifier and got his bottle in his mouth because, you know, you too lazy to put him in the bed, then you need not to listen to my show because this right here is rated R. Okay? So that means that you need to go and put the little babies to bed, go and lay them down. You know, I'm not, you know, going to tell you put a little liquor. No, I ain't going to go there. But, you know, you need Ray Ray need to go in bed. Okay? He need to go and lay it down. He need to go and take it easy. We're going to talk about the types of orgasms that women can have. Okay, and I'm just going to go and break it down for you. All right, there are several types of orgasms. I mentioned on the site, I said five, but, you know, there's a whole lot more. And I'm going to break them all down to you, just let you know, okay? Did you know that women can experience different types of orgasms? I mean, you know, how wonderful would it be if you were able to be in touch with your woman so well that you're able to hit all her different types of orgasms. You know what? She wouldn't be going nowhere. She wouldn't be stepping out. She wouldn't be going no different directions. She'd be calling you on your phone like, baby, I need you to do what you did to me last night. See, that's what you need to be working on. Okay? It ain't all about the wine and the dining and going to buy you this and buy you this. If you love her right and love her down right, you got her for life. I'm just saying. Girl would be hooked. I mean, so you have to understand what it is that a woman does and what you have to do to a woman's body to make her feel good. Okay, so there's several different types of orgasms, and I'm going to break each of these orgasms down. And you know what? I can talk to myself all night, and I am going to break each orgasm down to a point, and then I'm going to take a break from each orgasm so you all can, you know, digest it, come back, and ask any questions if you like, because, you know, there are going to be some questions because I am going to be very, very, very detailed with my descriptions and telling you how you get them, what you need to do, okay? I am a certified sex therapist. This is what I do for a living. I am actually licensed, certified to talk about this. So you know what? You can call me. You can inbox me. You can go in the chat room. You can ask me any question. You can say, my man, I mean, I've been with my dude for 5 years, and he ain't gave me no orgasm. First of all, 5 years is a long time, and you not have an orgasm. So either you have done something to yourself, or you have stepped out, because no woman can go 5 years and not have no orgasm. That is ridiculous. And if you're a woman right now listening to this, and if you've been 5 years, I'm saying, like, you know, maybe 6 months and higher, any more than that, and you have not released yourself, okay, listen, ladies, that's a problem, okay? That's a serious, serious problem. All right, so I am going to talk about the clitoral orgasm. Well, you know what? No, let me back up. First, let me talk about the orgasm, the number one orgasm, and that's that foreplay orgasm. Because I don't think a lot of people understand what foreplay orgasms are all about. Because you know what? A lot of dudes don't like to do foreplay. Some women don't like to do foreplay either. They like to just get down dirty with it and then, you know, go on about their business. But you know what? That foreplay orgasm is what is going to get her where she needs to go. Okay? It is of great importance that you have that ability to give your lady an orgasm during foreplay. Okay? The reason is that, you know, you want to be able to give her, anybody can give a woman an orgasm during penetration. You know, most. And it's about 75 to 80% of a man that can give a woman an orgasm with penetration, okay? But to be able to give her an orgasm with foreplay, you know, that right there is the best, okay? And you have to really understand that. Now, there's two easiest and very intense orgasms that you can get, and that's by fingering her, okay? And I said it. I mean, come on. I mean, we all are grown, and I just gave you my disclaimer. Those kids need to be in the bed, okay? And fingering, the clitoral fingering orgasm and that G-spot fingering orgasm. Okay, so first we're going to talk about the clitoral fingering orgasm, all right? Now, if you're shy, again, you need to go in that chat room, lawlessradio.com, and say, I'm not sure if I'm comfortable listening to this. But you know what? You can always go back and listen again because this is a very good quality information, okay? We are talking about strictly orgasms today. I'm not going to have you get on the air and tell me how good you give your girl her orgasm. I don't even want to hear that. I am educating you this evening. Now, you can listen if you want to, or if you don't, okay? But I'm giving you some good education, okay? You know what I say. You got to get it hot before you get it wet, okay? So before you even begin touching her clitoris, you have to properly warm her up. Warm her up, kiss her neck, kiss her mouth, massage her body. Touching every part of her body except her vagina. I mean, every part except her vagina. Okay? This way, she begins to feel very sexual, you know? So, you ain't touching, you know, you're touching the most important areas until she's, like, relaxed. You know, you don't go down to, you know, you don't go right on in it, you know. She lay down and you like, bam, here we go. Let's go and get this popping. I mean, that's not how you do it. That's not how you play. That's not how you do foreplay. I mean, you just don't do it that way. Okay? All right. The longer that you take before you touch her vagina, the better. It is absolutely the best. Okay? And I'm saying at least 10 minutes. You need to give a good 10 minutes of foreplay. And I know some of these dudes like, you got to be serious. 10 minutes on some foreplay? I'm trying to get in that so I can go on about my business. But I'm telling you, 10 good minutes of foreplay without touching her vagina is best. Okay? Now, step one. Here we go. How you do clitoral fingering orgasm. Okay? Step one. Make sure your pointer finger on the hand will be using is wet. your pointer finger. Make sure that finger is wet. Get you some lube. Now, I'm not a fan of spitting. Spit causes bacteria. Your mouth is the most dirtiest thing ever. All kinds of things are going on in your mouth. I wouldn't suggest spitting because I wouldn't want that spit to transfer onto my clit, into my vagina. Okay, I'm just saying. Okay, but I would say get some lube. Lube it up. Make sure it's really good. Okay, now with her laying on her back, you want to lay next to her, like on her, with you know, like basically with your left hand spreading her vagina and your right hand with the pointer finger on her clit. Okay, so I need you to close your eyes and envision. Okay, you know, left hand spreading the vagina, right hand with the pointer finger on the clit. Okay, step three. What you want to do now is to slowly and lightly move the right pointer finger up and down on the clit. And again, very slowly, very light, because even after 10 minutes of foreplay, she still is not totally there. I know you're like, 10 minutes and she's still not there? That's like a long time. Why it gotta take me forever just for her to get her going? I'm sorry. Fellas, we take a while to get going, but once we get going, it's like a river, ocean, it flows. But you got to be patient, because you know what? At the end result, it's going to benefit the both of you, okay? And you want to ask her. You want to ask her if she likes it. And when you notice how wet she's getting, she's going to start moaning. And at this time, you're going to take your pointer finger, you're going to stroke the clit harder and a bit faster, and she's going to respond, still only moving in the up and down direction, okay? Pointer finger, up and down direction. You're going to continue this until she has an orgasm. Just that simple. I mean, literally, it's just that simple. That is the clitoral fingering orgasm. Step one, your pointer finger, make sure it's wet. Do not spit on it. Spit causes bacteria, okay? Don't want none of your spits on my vagina. Step two, you want to make sure she's laying on her back. Next to her, you got your left hand. You're going to spread that vagina, your right hand with your pointer finger on her clit. Step three, what you want to do now is slowly and lightly move that right pointer finger up and down, okay? Very slowly. Remember, it's going to take a minute. After 10 minutes of foreplay, she still may not be ready, so you want to keep doing it. Step four, you want to ask her, is she liking it? You want to ask her if she liking it, okay? She moaning, she feeling good, she's getting wetter. Then you know what, she getting wetter, then you begin to stroke a little faster and a little harder. Okay, and she responds. You still keep moving in that up and down direction. You keep doing it after step five until she has an orgasm. It's just that simple. Okay? Do not put your finger inside her vagina. Okay, don't worry about it. All right. It is easier for you to do clitoral fingering if you just use that pointer finger up and down slowly first and then in a faster motion. All right. So that's clitoral fingering orgasm. Now, if you don't know anything about clitoral fingering orgasm, I just explained it to you. If you have any additional questions, you can hit me up in the chat room. I got the chat room up, and you can ask all the questions that you like. Okay, now the next one is what we call that G-spot. That G-spot fingering orgasm, because a lot of people don't understand that G-spot fingering orgasm, okay? And I'm going to explain that. It actually comes in like you have to lie in a total different position than the clitoral fingering orgasm, okay? You want to lie her flat on her back with her legs spread in a comfortable distance apart from her, okay? you want to face her. Knees on the bed with her right leg between your legs, okay? Now, if you're right-handed, you want to use your right hand, okay? All right. Now, I want to make sure I'm not going too fast for everybody. So y'all hit me at 646-478-5209. If you have any questions, you let me know, all right? So I went through the clitoral orgasm, fingering orgasm. Now I'm going through that G-spot fingering orgasm, okay? Step one, you want to make sure it's very, very important that finger is lubed. And, you know, I am not a fan of spit. I do not like spit. It just disgusts me. The whole sound of just the ugh and spit, it just I personally don't like it, okay? Lubrication. If you don't have any lubrication, I can supply you some lubrication. I sell the lubrication. I can supply you some good lubrication. And all you need to do is just hit me up, and I can make sure you get a nice, good, juicy bottle full, and you ain't got to worry about it, okay? You just ain't got to worry about it. All right. Now, you want to make sure that that finger is lubed, okay, and she is significantly wet. Wet means that you put your finger on the inside of her vagina and she is wet. If she is not wet from her own anticipation, okay, remember that, her own anticipation. Because remember what I said earlier, you got to get it hot before you get it wet. You got to warm her up. And warming her up means touching her body, kissing her and all that without putting your hands on her vagina. You got to warm her up. That, I mean, it's just key, okay? All right. And what you're going to do is you apply some lubrication to your middle finger. You're going to use that middle finger. You're going to slowly add lube to the inside of her vagina, and you're going to open up her vagina. Now, unless she is naturally wet, now, if she flow like the river, you don't need no lube, okay? Now, first, try the G-spot. You're going to put your middle finger inside of her, and with your palm up and gently press the middle finger against the top wall of her vagina about 2 to 3 inches in. Okay, fellas, I'm going to give you a little trick. This is my little tip right here. Those first 2 to 3 inches in, that right there is the best. If you can work your fingers in those first 2 to 3 inches in, you are doing a very good job. You ain't got to do no bang, 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 and do no hard thrust for her to really feel it, okay? You want the motion of your fingers to simply, like, use that, you know, when you tell somebody to come here, that come hither motion with your middle finger, you want to use that and lightly press and then kind of add in a little more pressure, okay? All right. Step three, continuing using that hither motion, you're going to try to increase the speed by pressuring and what you're pushing, okay? So you ask her, how does that feel? And you want to actually know, you're going to notice her breathing. You're going to notice that she's getting wet. You're going to notice her hips are bucking up and down. That means she is getting there, okay? Now, if she ain't moving, you ain't doing nothing. I'm just giving you that tip. If she's not moving, you not doing nothing. All right. Now, every woman is not the same. All right. It takes about 5 to 10 minutes to kind of get that G-spot. They really hit that G-spot. If you're doing it right, if you're using that come hither motion, and you're kind of adding some pressure and up that first 2 to 3 inches in, if you're using that pressure, you can get there. All right. Now, hit me up. 646-478-5209. I'm going over the G-spot fingering orgasm. I went over the clitoral orgasm, fingering orgasm, and then I'm going to talk about some more orgasms, okay? But I'm going to take a break because I can't talk forever, all right? So y'all hold tight. This is Catrice. You're listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. Make sure those kids in the bed. Make sure you got your alcoholic beverage. We're talking about the orgasms, making sure that you are getting your woman her orgasm that you need. 646-478-5209. I'm in the chat room. You can chat with me in the chat room. I'm going to put the video up in just a moment. I'll be right back. This is So Cold by King B. Hold tight. Hey. Welcome back, welcome back. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, we just, what, a month away, 2 months away from the Lawless Radio Awards. Make sure you go to www.facebook.com, Lawless Radio Awards, and vote for your best artist. We play a lot of music here on Lawless Radio. We want to support our local come-up, our independent artists, our underground, and our unsigned artists out there. And of course, you want to vote for me, Catrice, for the best artist, the best host. I'm sorry, not artist, the best host right here on Lawless Radio. All right, y'all, hit me up, 646-478-5209. I am talking about orgasms, female orgasms. All right, y'all, I'll be right back. This is Do or Die. I need to refill my glass. Do or Die. Hold tight.
Do you think, girl? Do do you think, girl?
Wanna see your body do that move off in the mirror, do what you do. Wanna see your body do that move off in the mirror, do what you do. Do your thing, do your thing, girl.
Body, Byron Bugatti body. Let me take a look at you, baby. Come and sit into the Benz Coupe CL63. You looking good, then I'm up. Come and pop bottles of the rosé with me. Nothing sicker than a beautiful figure. You super thicker in the liquor, got me rock star wasted. Let me put you in position, steady kissing your body, cause I can almost brace it. Erotic, exotic faces, climax while we changing spaces. Bottles of aces, running down your body, so I lick and I taste it. She floats in different places, in the Bentley, it's her favorite. I got her open for anything, cause we the perfect team. She off the rack, so let's just matter. But the get better when it's always worth. She's super soaky,
super soaky.
But for the chatter, ain't forever. Abracadabra.
Wanna see your body do that move up in the mirror, do what you do. Wanna see your body do that move up in the mirror, do what you do. Do your thing, do your thing, girl. Do your thing.
Put the Phantom in pause to the hold up. Hopped out like Goldie from the Mac. That's a pimp from the old school. So the roll up. Now smoke some, don't burn a plush up. 250 can't afford to shit the fuck up. Got loud, got drink. I'ma hit it, get it good. When I'm gone, you can brush up. Now we off in the condo blow. Holding off vitamin sex, so crazy. She was telling me to stroke her to the left. When her brother hit the spot, she was screaming, baby. But a pimp can't have no lady. Looking good in your Christian Louis stiletto. Hit it from the back, get it slow. Got you feeling good when I let go. Then she called her friend. Then they called their friend. Everybody came to party. So we can all get in. Good God, we was all to the factory. Two right back of me, one on my faculty. She was chewing on the naturally. Holler back, do you think I'm gone? Tell me what you want.
Wanna see your body do that move. Up in the mirror, do what you do. Wanna see your body do that move. Up in the mirror, do what you do. Do your thing.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, y'all, I am talking about some adult conversations. So, again, my disclaimer is little Ray Ray should be in the bed by now. So, if he up running around, don't be calling me saying that my son was listening to your show. I already told you, we're talking about orgasms, okay? We're talking about the female orgasms. I'm giving several different orgasms. You know, there are more. I mentioned on Facebook I was going to get five. But, you know, there's more than five orgasms that a female can have. But I'm going to give you the major ones, okay? So I went over the clitoral fingering orgasm earlier and that G-spot orgasm earlier. And I know some people, you know, one person inboxed me in like 10 minutes. I ain't got 10 minutes to be fingering nobody. Well, you know what? If you don't want to give your girl no good orgasm, you know, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. All right, I got a call out there. Let's see who's out here. Let's see who's out here. This is Catrice, 816. Who's this on the line?
What's up, baby doll? How you doing?
All right. What's going on, Leon? How are you? You bowling tonight?
Yeah, I'm bowling tonight. I'm looking at two houses right now. Trying to see which one I want to get.
Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, no, I'm getting a little deep.
Huh?
I'm getting a little deep with them tonight.
Yeah, I hear you talking, but you know, I just called to see how you was doing, how everybody's doing, and every time.
I'm on
something different right now. I'm on this money hustle.
I feel you. Go and get your money, baby. Go and get your money.
I'm on this money hustle, so I'm getting this. Trying to figure out if I want the house in Raytown or Grandview. Tomorrow I'm gonna look at the one out in Grandview. The one out in Raytown is nice. What
okay.
I'm gonna do? I'm gonna rent to own, so I can check everything out, make sure the land is okay, the foundation is okay, and everything before I buy it.
That's what's
up. I got enough money to buy it right now, but I want, you know, make some sweat a little bit.
Hey, you got to do it. You got to do it. You
like
definitely got to do it.
You know.
You definitely got to do it. Definitely.
I want my baby girl to go to the right school. My oldest.
Right.
My two oldest. They work down at KU. I got a 17-year-old that's in college. That's playing basketball for a scholarship.
Okay.
Then I got a 9-year-old, a 10-year-old. Then I got my 7-year-old.
Okay, you're doing
it,
Daddy.
Then I got my stepson. You know, trying to make sure it's right with him. I got with you know, me and Mel. Mel got a son. I've been raising since he was one and stuff. Then I got a daughter by her, but you know, whatever they doing on there, I didn't call to talk about Mississippi Red or nothing, even though he ain't from Mississippi. But the only thing I got on here to do is, if she want to come home, she can come home. That's on her. I'm trying to do something positive. I ain't even talking trash on the phone.
That's what's up.
I'm about to be 45. I'm retiring at 59 and a half. I have money. That's what I'm saying. Most black men can't say they have money.
You know what? That's right.
I have money. I don't want no problem.
That's right.
So, you know, if she want to come home and be a mother to our kids, that's cool. If she don't, that's fine.
Man.
I'm going to do it.
I'm going to do it.
But I hope you get your award and everything.
I appreciate it.
Come and tell you. But keep on talking about that nasty stuff, though. I made, what's the name? Make a whole bunch of orgasms. So, you know, I know how to do that.
You know what you need to do. That's what's up. Well, I appreciate your support, baby.
Right.
And go ahead and knock them out. I want to get some perfect scores tonight, all right?
All right.
I'll holler at you. All right. All right, this is Katrice. You're listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. I am talking about the types of orgasms that women can have. You know? I mean, we can do it. You know, we can do it. All right, I just read a message. You know, you're wrong for that, girl. All right, so let me go through it. I was talking about clitoral stimulation, okay? So I was talking about clitoral stimulation and then G-spot stimulation, okay? So now I'm going to move on to, like, that vaginal orgasm because I don't think a lot of people understand that vaginal orgasm, okay? And, you know, this is like the kind of orgasm that women begin to focus on, like, in the lower pelvic or the stomach, like in the areas. And I don't think a lot of people think that it's natural for a woman to actually have a vaginal orgasm, and it's not, because some women can't get wet. I mean, it's possible that, you know, you just can't get wet. And also, you have to be able to master it, but not, like, come too quickly, if you understand what I'm saying. Okay? All right. So, basically, vaginal orgasm is like that initial orgasm. It's like at the lower part of your stomach. It spreads from there. It's like within your uterus and your pelvis. And it's like those muscles. You know, you use those different muscles and, like, your butt, your anus works with it, and you get that really good vaginal orgasm, you know. And a lot of people say, well, you know, I get a vaginal orgasm all the time. It's like, that's my initial wetness. Well, you know what? Your initial wetness is really you getting hot. Remember I said you got to get hot before you get wet? It's not a vaginal orgasm. Women have so many different orgasms. I don't think men really understand that, the different types of orgasms that women can have. You know, but you really need to continuously work it. Okay. So, I'm going to talk about this one orgasm. I actually talked about it with several different people earlier today, and it was interesting because first I started off, I think it was Charmaine. I was talking to Charmaine earlier, and then I moved off to talk to somebody else, and they're like, what do you mean there's five different orgasms? I'm like, actually, there's more than five different orgasms, but I'm just going to mention just these major five. So let's talk about the squirting orgasm, okay? A lot of people, a lot of girls will be like, you know what? I want to squirt. I need to squirt. Okay? The squirting orgasm is the kind of female ejaculation that is so profound, okay, that it's just like totally on its own. I mean, you can't even put it in the same class. Now, I bet some of these ladies, like, you know, y'all got real close to the computer. You want to listen real good how to get that squirting orgasm, okay? Basically, this powerful orgasm is achieved by using a technique, okay? And it releases negative emotion, and it fills a woman with light, euphoric energy, basically, okay? So it's like you have this feeling of fulfillment and peace, and you're like, okay, she's like going down, and like, okay, we're all going to sit there and do a seance or whatever. But I'm serious. In order for you to get a squirting orgasm, okay, you have to be totally, absolutely relaxed. I mean, you just have to be. It's just, you have to be absolutely relaxed, okay? You cannot be thinking about nothing else. You can't think about that chicken if it's still on the stove. You can't be thinking about nothing else. You have to be totally, absolutely. Okay, squirting makes other kinds of female orgasms just plain in comparison. Once you have achieved like that squirting orgasm, you can just get it. Okay, so this orgasm, what it does, it builds a very deep bond between you and your partner. Okay, and what it does, it helps you really get in tune with your body. Okay. So basically, hear how it works. Okay. This female orgasm is deep within the vaginal area. It's about 7 to 10 inches in circumference. Okay. Or about 7 to 10 centimeters. Okay. Or about, you know, 3 to 4 inches. Okay. So it's on the front wall. Okay. It's the same wall as the G-spot. Have you stimulate the G-spot. Okay. In other words, it's like this patch of sensitive skin that's like in the liner of the vaginal tube. So it's between the cervix and the bladder. So a lot of people say, well, I'm going to pee on myself. That's piss. I pee on myself. I feel like I need to pee. All right, so I'm going to go deeper with it. I got some callers on the line. Let's see, I got an 804 number. I think this is Virginia. What's going on? This is Catrice. Who's this on the line?
Yo, this is Mr. 804 calling out of King William, Virginia.
What's up? What's up, man? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing real good, real good. I'm blessed.
That's what's up. Well, tonight I'm keeping it raw. I'm talking about female orgasms, okay?
Oh,
and I'm giving y'all some education. All right. Because I want everybody to realize that, you know, it takes skill to give a woman an orgasm. A lot of people, you know, I mean, I'm not knocking your skill, okay? But if you're able to master the simple ones like the clitoral and the G-spot orgasm, okay, you're good. But if you get down and hit the, like the A-spot orgasm, the deep spot orgasm, the U-spot orgasm. See, I'm talking about stuff people ain't never heard of.
I got you.
Okay. So when you're able to master those type of orgasms, you are a master of your own game.
That's right.
All right. So what I'm doing, because this is what I'm here for, my goal is to teach you what you need to know about giving your lady an orgasm. And then, you know, fellas, I'm giving you some education. So when you see your lady again, you know, you can say, okay, wait a minute, what did she say? all right, I need to do this with my finger. I need to do this. Okay, you know what? I'm about to go ahead and make her lose her mind. She's going to be calling me continuously the next day. That's the goal. All right, I got a new caller on the line. This is a 434 number. Who's this on the line? This is Catrice. Who am I talking to?
What up? This your boy, Tay Money, TA3$, repping Danville, Virginia, but I'm out here at Virginia State.
Oh, Virginia State. I got Virginia on the line. All right. That's what's up. Y'all hold tight. I'm going to be right back. What I am going to do is I am going to take a short little break because I need to catch my breath because the squirting orgasm, I need to give you a detail of the squirting orgasm, okay? This is what I'm talking about. I ain't doing no promotions today. I ain't doing none of that. I want to talk about how you going to make sure that your lady is going to get where she needs and get it right so she ain't tripping, okay? All right, y'all, I'll be right back. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. I am in the chat room, lawlessradio.com. You can hit me up in that chat room. You can chat with me, ask me any questions. This is Activate by Jay Silver.
Paranoid. be a millionaire. Whipping foreign cars. Who wants to be a millionaire? Looking like a star. Who wanna be a millionaire? Who wanna be a millionaire? I wanna be a millionaire. Who wanna be a millionaire? I do, player. Hit the lotto, sign me a record deal, or be an athlete, a baller, stack me some major chills, maybe an actor or a model, pitching me Hollywood under the bright lights, no street lights, children about the hood, college funds for all four of them, believe me, they ain't gonna want for nothing, struggle for so long, I knew change was coming, searching for a meal, dollar bill, got me craving money, I got expensive taste, all I speak about is money, I'm striking rich one day, mark my words, you see it coming, that's why you hating, yeah. Got to stick down to your stomach. See me moving forward. Why you hate us falling far behind? I'm on a mission, and my mission is for me to shine. Money living large. Who wants to be a millionaire? Whipping foreign cars. Who wants to be a millionaire? Looking like a star. Who wanna be a millionaire? Who wanna be a millionaire? I wanna be a millionaire. Who wanna be a millionaire? I do, player. Who wanna be a millionaire?
I'm blowing ounces of the loud, nigga. Pop a couple bottles for him in the crowd, nigga. We in the VIP and you are not allowed, nigga. Just ask your girl if she can tell you, shut it down, nigga. I make a movie every time I'm in your town, nigga. I hit the booty club and watch I make it hurricane. Drop 100 in the mall and buy up everything. First, I'ma buy that watch, I'ma buy that drop, I'ma buy that chain. Buy that house, I'ma buy that ring. Buy your bitch and give me brain. Buy some stocks, I'ma buy some gloss.
Back. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. I'm talking about the types of orgasms that you can have. I stopped at the squirting orgasm because I really want you all to understand what the squirting orgasm is all about. Everybody gets so up in arms about the orgasm because they think it's piss, and it's really not piss. Okay? It's female ejaculation. You're actually coming. A man has sperm. A woman has female ejaculation. It's like sperm, okay, but it's more of a liquid form, where for a man it's more of a creamy form. Some men, you know, it's light. Some is like a really dark, I mean, really heavy thickness of whiteness. All right. Let's see who I got here. Is that Charmaine out there? What's going on, Charmaine? Oh, she out there talking? Nope. Okay, I'm going to hold on. I'm get back to her. What's going on, Mississippi? What's going on, Mel? How y'all doing?
Hey, we're doing good. We're doing good. How you doing?
I'm wonderful.
I'm good. My surgery went well. My ankle is healing better than I thought it would.
Okay.
I just came
well,
in.
Listen.
No, listen.
No,
I just
no,
came
no.
In.
You don't listen. Hold on. Okay. You know what? Hold on. Because I want to have my show to have a flow. My last caller came in, and I want my show to have flow. I'm discussing the female orgasms, okay? So if y'all don't have anything now to say about the female orgasms, don't say nothing at all.
Okay, well, if you let me speak, I will speak.
You got 5 seconds.
That's fair enough. Okay, I know male doesn't have orgasm by penetration. She is the clitoral orgasmic type.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, you know what? I am going to talk about the squirting orgasm. Y'all hold tight, okay? This right here, the squirting orgasm. And a lot of people say squirting orgasm is not, like, it's not as easy to achieve as, you know, a lot of people think, okay? And it's not. You know, it does take time, okay? So it's 7 to 10 centimeters, okay? And that's about 3 to 4 inches within the front wall of the vaginal area. The same wall where the G-spot is stimulated, okay? In other words, it's just like this patch of sensitive tissue in the inner front of the vaginal tube between the cervix and the bladder, okay? This is the kind of female orgasm that a lot of people really want to have, okay? With a hand, use the same technique you use stimulating the G-spot. Remember when I was talking about the G-spot? You're going to use that. You're going to use your finger from your right hand. You're going to stimulate that G-spot orgasm, that pointer finger, and you're going to split on the rib, like right. You're going to make sure you lube it up, okay, because, you know, if you don't get wet, you know, got to get it hot before you get it wet. All right, you want to have that. You want to make sure that G-spot is being stimulated as possible. It is key. It is so, so, so key. Okay, because you know what? It goes hand in hand. To get that squirting orgasm, you have to stimulate that G-spot. Now, a lot of guys can't get it. And I'm going to tell you what it is. It's like a scoop. It's like you're scooping out. And I know it just sounds weird, but it's like a scoop and scoop in and you're scooping out. Okay? And you're having that sensation where you're using that come hither motion within the G-spot orgasm. Now, I'm going to honestly say, most women, I'm going to say, I'm going to give my average here. I'm going to say about 70% of women cannot get a G-spot orgasm unless they get a G-spot orgasm through a sex toy. I'm sorry. You're going to have to try with a sex toy first so you can really find that stimulation and what you're looking for so you can get it. A lot of women don't like to have all that female ejaculation because, you know, they're like, okay, that's just too much. I can't take it. It's just too much. All right, y'all hold tight. Let's see who's on the line. Is that Charmaine? Are you there? You driving, Charmaine? Okay, we're going to put on back on hold. All right. You have to have that come hither motion. Let's check out my Virginia guy. Virginia.
Yo.
Have you ever gave a girl a squirting orgasm?
Indeed.
Yes. And she just squirted all over the, and it's not piss, is it?
No. I like that super soaker. You know what I mean?
See what I'm talking about? See what I'm talking about?
Go ahead now.
No,
she was like, oh, this feeling coming over me. I was like, don't stop, you know what I mean? Because I'm getting it in, you know what I'm saying? I was ready to put my goggles on and stay down there for a minute, you know?
Because
she can get it. I do it by licking. I can lick it and make her do that. I ain't trying to get nasty. This is always being real.
Being real. Okay, this is what I'm saying. It's 10:27. Yeah. It's 10:27 Eastern time. Your kids need to be in the bed.
Go to bed. You know what I'm saying?
We need to keep it raw. We're gonna keep it raw. We're gonna go ahead and put it out there. I mean, I'm on my second glass of raspberry vodka. Well, hold on, what's this? Oh, I don't even know where my bottle went to.
Okay.
So I'm on my. If y'all listen, cause I got my video up. Y'all can see me live on the video. If you listen to lawlessradio.com, I got my video up.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here. I'm chilling. I got my glass in my hand. I'm really explaining to you because the thing is, I want to be able to educate you on sexual therapy. People don't understand, and this is what orgasms are all about. Okay?
Yeah, the woman's got to be relaxed, enjoy this shit that we're putting in. You know,
Exactly, exactly. You have to be totally, absolutely relaxed. Okay.
Now
let me tell you. Let me tell you about another orgasm. This is called the deep spot orgasm. Okay. This orgasm is the female orgasm that is achieved by stimulating the area located all the way back to the deepest part of the back wall of the vagina. Right,
yeah, that's why I stand up in it, baby.
Yes. Right,
I put
before
them back
serve.
And I drive like I'm
exactly.
digging for oil.
Exactly.
You know?
Straight stimulation of the deep spot causes very intense orgasm. Okay, fellas, let me just give you a little tip. Okay? Let me tell you about this deep spot orgasm.
They need help.
See, okay, all right. I'm about to put my information out there, but this is the only way that you can really understand it. Okay. Okay. It is so nice when you have a penis that has a little curve to it. Okay.
Yeah.
Just a slight little bent. Okay.
Little hook.
You ain't got to have a whole total bent to it. You know, ladies and ladies, if you're listening, you know how you put your mouth down and you have to kind of readjust your throat a little bit because it got that bent and you need to make sure you get it all the way in there? That's what I'm talking about. Okay, so that bend as you go down, that bend hitting that G-spot, that deep spot orgasm, what it's doing is it's going past the bladder area, okay? Okay, and it's hitting like that back right before you get to that surface, okay? And what it is that it's hitting that spot. So what it's doing, the tip of the head is just kind of doing a little seesaw motion back and forth, you know, and it's just kind of weighing back and forth. And that's when you do those nice little slow little strokes. Now, you got to get them slow strokes. See, a lot of people don't understand the slow strokes. So let me just kind of go a little deeper here. The slow strokes mean you have to do your set of nines, okay? And if you've never heard the set of nines, this is what it's all about. The set of nines is that you have to do nine slow strokes and one deep one. And then you back it up. You do eight slow strokes and two deep ones, okay? But you gotta keep it going. Now, what she's going to do, she's going to tell you, go faster, Daddy, go faster. But what you need to do, you need to be concentrated. You have to concentrate on it. Because you want to make sure you get those nine in. It's called the nine, okay? Okay? Those nines is what's powerful. I'm telling you, fellas, if you are listening to me right now, if you just do the set of nine, it's called the set of nine. Okay, nine slow strokes and one deep, and you just back it up. You know how to count backwards. You do eight slow strokes and two deep, seven slow strokes, three deep, and so on. And then the next thing you know, you do one slow stroke, and then you give her nine good deep strokes. I'm telling you, she is going to squirt and just come all over you.
Yeah.
But you got to concentrate. You can't listen to her when she say go faster. No, you need to concentrate and do exactly that. If you want your girl to have an orgasm out this world, you want your girl to go home and be texting you and blowing up your phone the next day, that's what you do. I talked about it a couple of weeks ago. We're talking about rolling over in the fetal position with your thumb in your mouth.
Yeah.
Okay? That's what you need to do. I'm just telling you. It's called the nine set. If y'all don't know nothing about the nine set, you need to understand the nine set. The nine set is a mother. Okay? You got to do the nine set. I'm telling you. It's awesome. It's off the chain. That's my little tidbit for y'all. Okay, now, another orgasm is that oral orgasm. A lot of people are like, well, you know, oral, yeah, that's good. But you know what? A lot of people have oral sex and lick and suck and suck, and she will be dry as she can be. Okay, you have to really be very sensitive when you're giving oral sex. The mouth plays a big role on the sexual nervous system, okay? You want to make sure the mouth and the orgasm is doing the same thing. You want to do a lick and a sucking, a lick and a sucking. Okay, we ain't talking about no lick and then take a breath because you need some air. Now, if you don't want to be down there, if you don't know what you're doing, then you need to not do it. Okay, I'm just letting you know. All right, let's see. We got Mississippi Red out there. Mississippi Red, what you got to say, baby?
Hey, I'm still here. I've done it all before. Wait a minute, I'm trying to tell you, I know what I'm talking about. Shit, you know, some females don't even know their own body. I had to tell them about theyself. They don't know even know what their own G-spot is. I tell them it's 2 inches into the area, interior part of the vagina.
Sometimes it's 2 inches. It depends on how long her torso and her cervix is.
Let me talk. Okay, I understand that. Just let me say something. And another good way, if you down there for fellas, if you eating a pussy, another good way is to use your index finger, like you said before, like you telling somebody, come over here. You know how you tell them, come here,
right.
Come here, come here. That's
right.
What you need to do. You know, you have to get it in there. You know, it's about approximately 2 inches on average.
Right.
And just use that index finger motion like you telling somebody, come here. And just keep on playing with it, keep on playing with it, and keep on licking the clit. I guarantee
that's
you.
That's right. That's right. I like that, Mississippi Red. Hold tight. I like that. Hold tight. Hold on a second. Oh my goodness, I don't know what to say. We got Buck on the line. I'm scared now. Buck, what's going on this evening? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Forgive me, I nodded out there for a little bit. I had to take a little nap. My question to you is, have you had your orgasm today? Oh no.
I mean, yes. I've had like several today. So and I'm feeling
good for you. I've had three myself. Good evening, Mississippi Red and everybody else out there in Radio Land. Good evening, good evening, good evening.
What up, bud?
What up?
Get your health together, bro.
Right. We got Virginia on the line. Buck, we got Virginia on the line. We never have Virginia on the line.
Yeah, look, 804.
Yeah, 804.
That's right, baby.
That's right.
Hey, that kid with candle liquor in the house.
That's right.
Hey, they don't know nothing about standing up in it and slow rolling it. They don't know nothing about that.
They don't know nothing about that.
Nah. Country boys get it in though.
Even the country boys do it, huh?
Yeah, we go in. You know what I mean?
You go.
Have her biting the pillow, you know?
That's what's up. But, yeah, so Buck had to call me out today, but that's all good. Let's see. Charmaine, you out there, girl? Oh,
where's Charmaine at?
Uh-oh, she's driving. She can't talk right now. Okay, all right, y'all hit me up, 646-478-5209. I am in the chat room, lawlessradio.com. Hit the clit. I keep saying click.
What?
I keep saying click. Hit the click. Click. Yes, hit the click and chat button.
Nice.
Y'all see me live. I got my video on. I'm sitting here chilling. I got my cocktail in my hand. I'm feeling really good. You know, I think this is going to be my last one, or I'm just not going to be really all that coherent. But we're talking about the types of orgasms, and I want to kind of educate y'all, you know, give y'all the different types of orgasm. You know, I was talking about the fingering orgasm, the G-spot fingering orgasm, the clitoral orgasm. You know, those are really good orgasms, okay? Okay, go ahead.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, but you did put the disclaimer out there for the fingering orgasms that, fellas, if you're using this finger orgasm technique, you must, I can't stress this enough, you must have your fingernails clipped. You did put that disclaimer out there, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's like a given. You got to have them fingernails clipped. I mean,
please.
Please. I mean, don't be trying to come out with no long ass fingernails trying to play. You ain't scratching me the hell up. That's not gonna happen.
Hell no.
That's not happening. That's called the hysterectomy. That's right. All right. Now, you know, there's other different orgasms, like, you know, the, hold on, because somebody got the, oh, okay, that was Mississippi Red. You can't have a laptop on and me talking at the same time. I'm hearing myself talk.
He likes to hear himself talk. Yeah, he likes to hear himself talk.
Yeah, we can't do that. Okay, so once you kind of fix that, so I don't hear that feedback, I'll put you back on the air, man. All right. So, you know, they had, like, the different types of orgasms. You know, the regular old missionary orgasm. But, you know, you got to have that little bent in there. Remember what I said, fellas, those set of nines. Get those set of nines. If you get them set of nines down, you are right where you need to, okay?
I'm a champion.
Where you need to be. You got to where you need to be, okay? Now, you got the, and then you have what I call the mental orgasm. A lot of people like mental orgasm. How can you have a mental orgasm?
I caught it on Real Sex once upon a time.
Yeah, yeah. Let me tell you something. I'm going to throw it out there. I'm telling you, videos, movies, if just seeing a female naked, period, just get wet. I mean, I'm just saying. And that, those are mental orgasms. If you have a mental orgasm, you will actually get wet and have a great orgasm. It is possible. You know, I want to just explain to a lot of people, because a lot of people say, well, I can't get off watching movies and doing that. What you need to do is you need to relax your mind and your body, and you can do it. You can get off. Just like you can get off having a breath orgasm. You can get off having a skin orgasm. Like a skin orgasm? Yes, by touch. People touch you. And not touching the vaginal area, that is possible. Orgasms are real. Women experience orgasms. I talked about 5 different orgasms today. You got your clitoral orgasm. You got your G-spot orgasm. You got your vaginal orgasm. We talked about the squirting orgasm. Okay, and there's one last orgasm I'm going to talk about. And a lot of people say, well, you know what, I ain't doing that. But you know what? The most powerful orgasm that there is the anal orgasm. Okay? And I'm the anal orgasm. All right? Now, all I say is you put a condom on your dick.
Yeah.
Okay? And here's the thing. You don't want to go bang, bang, bang and try to get the back of her throat through her ass. Okay? It's really not all that damn serious.
Nah.
Okay? You want to kind of give a nice little entry point. But, fellas, let me tell you a little trick, okay? The anal opening, just the anus opening, has 138 nerve endings, okay? 138 nerve endings in the anal opening, all right? Basically, what your girl can do, she can get on all her knees. You can spread her ass cheeks open, and if you just blow in her asshole. Just take, open it up and just blow in there. She will have an orgasm if you do a nice continual blow. Now, here's the blow. You want to start from the bottom all the way up to the top of the anus and just blow. Take your finger and just rub the tip of the hole and blow. If you want to, if she's allowing you to come with upon entry, then you can have entry, okay? All right? So we got everybody out here on the line. Remember, 138 nerve endings in the anal opening. The anus is the number one orgasm that you can have, and you really have a nice, intense orgasm. You don't need the whole penis in the anus for her to get the stimulation, the tip of the head, because you know that tip of the head is always sensitive to you. The tip of the head is what she feels. All
yeah.
right. I got everybody on the line, Mississippi Red. I got Virginia out here and Buck out here. What y'all got to say?
Hey, Miss Taylor Folk, watch out for that fart burn, though, because she's like, I got to break wind. You know, move back. I'll get back, but I'll get right back to it, though.
That's right. You know what? You're a good guy. As long as you let her go on and do what she needs to do.
That's right. We can get right back at it. We all grown. You know, that's part of it, you know?
That's what's up.
But I try to take all of them to the limits, you know. All those orgasms that you talk about, I try to put it all down in one night.
That's what's up. Mississippi Red, you got anything to add?
Hey, this is Mel. What's up, Mel?
Hey, baby.
It's Lois.
Hi. All right, so tonight I was educating y'all tonight.
Listen. I was back in the office, like, doing some work, and he had the phone figured. I had heard orgasm about 100 times. I'm like, she's showing. It's making me horny back here. What are you talking about?
Let's talk about sex.
Orgasm.
That's the key. So once y'all get off the phone with me, y'all going to want to do something because you're like, okay, I need to go and try what she's just saying.
I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. Got it. That's what's up. Well, good. It's always good to hear your voice, baby.
Yeah, you too, babe.
Yes, always good to hear your voice. Always.
Unless it's loudest.
Yeah. All day long.
You need to educate these men on what they're doing because most of them don't.
I'm just trying to tell the fellas. I'm giving them my secrets. You know, I'm trying to give them my secret so they can understand.
Right.
You know.
We need to make this mandatory before men even start having sex, I think.
Man, you know, you need to go through.
Sex education. When we get sex education, like, fifth grader.
Right. Exactly. You need to understand. You need to learn. Shoot, sex education need to come before fifth grade. You got fifth graders out there having sex. All right. Don't get me started on that. All right, y'all. All right, Buck, you got any parting words you need to say?
You know, I thought my mother was gonna call in this evening, but I'm kind of glad that she didn't. Being 79 years of age, that would have put us in an awkward situation.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the education for this evening, and I look forward to more and more orgasms in the days to come.
Yeah. You know, you better be glad you are in the next room. Okay.
Oh yeah.
What you say? That vodka put a little help to it too, huh?
Every little bit helps, baby.
For sure. I had to put this vodka down because you know it's just too much. Man, forget an orgasm. Buck can be getting an orgasm. Shit.
I look forward to that.
All right, y'all. You know what? I appreciate every one of y'all. All right. I do. All right, y'all. This is Catrice. You've been listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. We have been talking about the orgasms. I appreciate all my callers this evening. If y'all need any more information, you can always hit me up at lawlessradio.com. Raw Deal with Catrice. You can hit me up on Twitter at Raw Deal Catrice. And on Facebook, that is The Raw Deal with Catrice. All right, y'all. Y'all been listening to The Raw Deal with Catrice right here on Lawless Radio. This is Can't Stop Mine by King B.
So hard. nigga half mad, half amazing. The way I whip the work, it's like my work is misbehaving. I've been on the stove, I've been cooking, I've been slaving. Making collard greens with some nasty gravy. Weighing every gram, I'm the man, fucking pay me. Don't like it, hit the land, nigga, scram, better make me. Get up with your maker, cause your maker, you just might be. Miss me with that bullshit of vegan, I don't like beef.
Fine glasses. Oh, she never asked to cry. Even when she's knocking out, she's all class. From the time top to the bottom, drop to the T, baby, flaunt it if you got 'em. You got to, you got to, you got to, flaunt it if you got it. Who takes a chance in her 4-inch heels, dancing on top of the ant? She's a fan. No, the lady's not a champ. She's a pro. She's a winner. She's a saint. She's a sinner. She's a queen of the quintessential. Even when she's stressed out, she's a bit essential. Not to mention she's got all the dimensions. She's a mommy. She's a hottie. She's alright. That girl can dance all night. Turn the dark into light. Take the world a bride. She's a side. And a psychedelic dream. Living with me, baby girl. Let me hear you
y'all. That is my show for the evening. I do appreciate all my callers. And today we talked about the orgasms, National Orgasm Month. Actually, I may go ahead and continue that to next week. Kind of add a little extra special to it. You never know. All right, you've been listening to The Raw Deal with Catrice right here on Lawless Radio. Make sure you become a fan at Lawless Radio on Facebook. Also, make sure you check out lawlessradio.com if you're interested in submitting your music and having it played on the air and would like for me to interview you. Go ahead and go to lawlessradio.com and hit that submit your music link and upload your music. Your music can be added into rotation. All right, next week we're going to hit it with Nikki on Tuesday night. And then Wednesday night, we're going to have the chairman and yours truly next Thursday. As always, remember, you got to get it hot before you get it wet. This is Catrice. You've been listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. I'm out. Good night. Diamonds and Cheddar by King B.
So
when I was coming up, I was infatuated with money. Living in Brandon Hill kind of did something to me. Made me grow up. I'm talking about way too fast. Living life for the hustle, trying to chase this cash. Now look, my mama, I'm telling you, she ain't raised no fool. But if you look at my surroundings, like the thing to do. You got dope being sold, pimps beating hoes. Give a J a slap, just a ride, here we go. Now you think it's big shit when you ride with your folks. To the J, smoke the dope and report it to Costco. Now you locked up and your record is unfolding. Seen a better path, but the journey was so long. In the world where the wicked is lost with my homies. And we all trying to get it, so we say that ain't committed. By any means necessary, I was taught to get it. Maybe chasing this cash, it was killing my spirit. I won't. The way to go about it was a slang drug. Cream, get the money, dollar, dollar bill, y'all. My role models were Scarface and Nino Brown. I'm on top of the world, ma. Look at me now. Standing on the sofa, trying to think of how I could put her in that big house and make her cry. But your boy did the opposite and jumped out wild. Not a doctor, not a lawyer, but a D-boy, wow. I bet my mama probably thinking, did I raise that child? In the streets with the heat, shouting, look out now. Really badass nigga out here chasing this child. Mozzarella got me thinking that I'm better. If I'm riding no leather and wood in my hood, pockets they stay late, fighting to get the cake. I won't.
Whole world.